You're listening to Archer Radio. This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Thursday, March 2nd, 2006. And the weather is very nice. I should say I'm recording this on March 1st, of course. And you know, as I was saying yesterday's show, I don't know if how or where this idea came up from that you have March coming in like a lamb or a lion. But yesterday on March 1st, the weather came in like a lamb. It was very calm. There was no breeze, really. The temperature got up into the high 40s. It was cloudy at first, but then the sun came out. So I'm considering that March came in like a lamb. Let me do this. Yes, I have discovered the sound effects in GarageBand. I'm not sure if I'm using them correctly because I'm actually recording through Audio Hijack Pro, but capturing the GarageBand sound from that. That's probably not the right way to do it, but what the hell? Who cares? I did want to talk about more about the feedback I got from, was it Monday's show about, Monday or Tuesday's show about the hard pill, because the first day of the show I got like five comments, and then yesterday I got four more comments, so I wanted to go ahead and review some of those. Let's start off with Mr. Poos. Yes, we actually heard from Mr. Poos, and he says, well, I'm late, but I'd take the pill. I mean, for the gays, not the at-home abortion pill, which my first statement may have referenced by accident. Anyway, he said, did said pill also stop his mannerisms? I got to have my Nelly side. Well, that's a good question, Mr. Poos. The movie did show that the pill did stop his mannerisms for the most part. He actually was much more butch when he was on the pill. So, but then Mr. Poos goes on to say, shit, if I were straight, I'd be wearing a members-only jacket like Larry Vader over at the Big Sexy, i.e. at the Little Fatty Cast. I heard about Mr. Larry Vader's members-only jacket, and I am proud to say that I have never owned a members-only jacket. So I guess I'm one of few. So Mr. Poos is breaking from the mold, saying that he would take the pill. Interesting. Then Blake Fox, we got a comment from him saying, I would not take the pill. When I was a teen, my best girlfriend let her feelings be known to me. It was a difficult situation at that age, but it did make me confront my true feelings. I knew then that any cure would quickly fade away over my true natural feelings for men. Having a beard, and I'll just say that for those of you who don't know what a beard is, it's a woman who acts like she's your girlfriend or wife. Anyway, having a beard at the time was tempting, but hurting her feelings later down the road was something I could not do, so she became the first person I came out to. I lost her as a friend for a while, but then gained courage to move out at 17 and live with a bunch of gay college guys. And he says, yes, I owned a members-only jacket. So Blake chimes in to say he would not take the pill. So that's one, well, today that's one for Mr. Poos and one against Blake. And moving along, we heard from Chaz, who's got his own blog, and he says, he's talking about the the Apple subject. He says, on the Apple subject, the iPod Hi-Fi really seems like a waste of money since you get nothing else, not even a radio, with it for the $350. I agree with you, Chaz, completely. But then he goes on to chime in about the pill, and he says, and no on the pill. Even with all the anxiety of growing up gay, men are just too gorgeous to even think about giving up. So thank you, Chaz. That's another one for the no. And then Homer comments again, but he turns it around a little bit, and he says, the question is, would Bush have taken a pill to get a few more IQ points? Good question, Homer. I doubt he would, because he would be too stupid to know that the pill would give him the IQ points. And then an email, we got an email from Robert. And Robert is an interesting case because, and I hadn't even thought about this, so Robert brings up a good point. He says, just wanted to chime in. I'm bi, so I wanted to add something most people didn't or don't think about. He says, for me, the question is, would I take a pill to become just one, gay or straight? It would be so tempting to just be able to fit into one category. Interesting that he brings up the whole bi thing. I hadn't thought about that. That certainly makes you wonder, if you had both feelings both ways, would you take a pill just to be either completely gay or completely straight? Interesting, Robert. Thank you for bringing that up. But then he goes on to say, I still wouldn't take the pill. That would just be wrong, unnatural even. So interesting look there about the bi people. I hadn't thought about, the bi side of the whole thing. So interesting. Thank you for chiming in there. I appreciate that. And thank you to all the people who have sent feedback and email and so forth. I appreciate it. Now, I have not checked the Frapper map lately, so I decided I would go to the Frapper map and see if we have anybody new added themselves on there or not, because, you know, everybody's still talking about their Frapper maps. Oh my goodness, we're up to 40 members now. Who are the new members? Let me take a look and see. We've got Paul in Philadelphia and Robert in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to click on their pictures and see. Oh, Paul puts a little... Oh, Paul, you're so funny. Paul says, Archer, eat your vegetables. And he's got a picture of his cat on there. Thank you, Paul. That's cute. I have a feeling that Paul's the listener who sent me the book about getting a boyfriend to get me to eat vegetables. Thank you, Paul. And then Robert from Phoenix, Arizona put himself on the map. And let me click to see where his picture is. Oh, he doesn't have a picture. Oh, yes, he does. Oh, he's kind of hot. And he just puts a smiley face there. Thank you very much, Robert, for adding yourself to the Frapper map. So we are up to 40 people on our Frapper map. That's very cool. If you have not put yourself on the Frapper map, I would like to encourage you to go to the Frapper map and do so. You can add a picture or a shout out or whatever you want to do. Just go ahead and do that. And the best way to get to it is to go to the website, archerradio.com, and click on the Frapper map. And you can put yourself on there. So I appreciate that. You know, and I believe Frapper has redesigned the site just slightly. I don't know, maybe it looks a little different to me for some reason. But anyway, get yourself on the Frapper map. And so there we go. That's the Frapper map update. I did want to say, too, that I actually wanted to give a big thank you to... Now let me get to the right website. A big thank you to Mike Hipp for reviewing the show again. I think this is 3 days in a row, maybe. Let me check this out. We were reviewed on... where is it? I guess 2 days in a row. We were on Tuesday's show. What's the date for that? February 28th. Yeah, Tuesday's show. And Wednesday's show showed up on Podcast Soup. So thank you, Mike Hipp. I was a little worried there because I wasn't getting summarized. But now that I see that I am, I appreciate it so very much. Back on Podcast Soup. Yay! Oh, wait a minute. I have the cheering thing for that. God damn it. I need to get this going. Let's see. Yay! We're back on Podcast Soup. Not that we ever left, but I know that Mike Hipp listens to a million different podcasts, so. Yeah. Crickets. Don't worry, I'm not going to use this stuff. I'm totally just playing with it tonight, just trying to see what I can do with this stuff. Like, if I had something really dramatic to say. Put that in there. No, you know what? I've been, of course, listening to the Little Fatty Cast lately, and on, I believe it was today's, or no, I should say, Wednesday's show, Big Fatty was talking about The Big Race. Now, that, of course, is The Amazing Race on CBS. And season 9 started on Tuesday night. And, of course, I totally forgot to set the DVR to tape it. So I was flipping around the channels as I was falling asleep on Tuesday night and totally ran into The Amazing Race and said, oh, shit, I didn't set the DVR. So I stayed up and watched about a half an hour of it, and then I said, I got to go to bed. So I didn't get to see who was eliminated from the very first show. But then this afternoon I went to CBS.com. I can find where that is. There it is. Oops. I know. Hate people when they do this on the podcast or looking up websites. But the two guys named John and Scott were eliminated in the first episode. And that couple was very interesting because when they were doing the whole setup of the show and who the people are and where they're from and how they know each other, what their connection is and everything, these two guys were like sitting really close to each other and like touching each other, but yet they were described as just, you know, really good lifelong friends. But I can swear to God they're gay. But it doesn't say that they are. So it says John, who is single, lives in Boston, Massachusetts, and Scott, who is in sales. Doesn't say he's married. But I could swear when they were talking and showing themselves, I thought they were gay. But it wouldn't matter. They're kicked out now. I don't know if they're actually, then there's this set of like crazy ass guys from San Francisco. Let me click on their picture because they are, BJ and Tyler with the name like BJ. Surely they're gay. They act a little gay, but I think they're more like the hippie San Francisco type than anything else. So there's that group. But anyway, so today I went ahead and set the DVR so that next Tuesday it would start recording the Amazing Race. Now I'm going to have way too many shows to watch on the DVR each night. And like last night, Tuesday night I should say, the new Real World in Key West started, and there's a gay guy on there. Oh my gosh, I'm going to sneeze. Hold on a second. Oh my goodness, excuse me. Oh my gosh, I don't think I've ever sneezed on the podcast before. Please forgive me. I didn't mean that. Excuse me. So anyway, I was missing the, was that what I was talking about? The Big Race, the Amazing Race. Big Race is Big Fatty calls it, but the Amazing Race. And it's, oh no, I was saying that I'm going to miss all these shows. Well, not miss them, but start recording a ton of shows on the DVR. And that reminds me of another thing, that on Sunday night, two shows start on HBO. And no, I am not being sponsored by HBO at all, like many other podcasts have become, who have gained sponsorship from HBO for putting a little banner on there and talking about this new show. However, I will say that all this talk about this new show has gotten me interested in watching it. And it's this, I think it's called Big Love, and it's about this polygamous guy and with all his wives and stuff. So I mean that alone makes me think I need to check out that show. And then of course it comes on right after the final season of The Sopranos, which I've watched every season of Sopranos, so that's two more shows I have to line up on the DVR. And that means that Sunday nights the DVR is going to be recording like six different shows, because I watch Desperate Housewives and Grey's Anatomy, and then it will be The Sopranos and this new show, Big Love, and they all four of them come on at the same time. Well, The Sopranos and The Desperate Housewives come on at the same time, and then Grey's Anatomy and that new show, Big Love, will be on against each other. So the DVR is going to be recording for like 4 hours solid. However, that won't be happening this Sunday because the Oscars will be on. And I know I said in yesterday's show that I was going to download my ballot, but have I done it yet? No, I have not done it yet. So I need to do that. But I will by tomorrow's show, because I'm going to let you know on Friday's show who my picks are for the Oscars, so that when you listen again on Monday, you'll be able to see. Well, I'm going to tell you on Friday, so when you're watching the Oscars, you'll say, oh, Archer guessed that one correctly, hopefully. So, because usually I get at least 50% right, and on the Oscar picks, because I've been doing this for years, But anyway, so I'll be selecting my Oscar picks, my predictions, I should say, and then on Friday's show, I'll tell you what they are. Now, speaking of Friday, I've mentioned this, I think I mentioned it on yesterday's show, that I have decided to go ahead and do a call-in type show on Friday, March 3rd at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I emailed the boyfriend and told him that that's what we'll be doing. So he has to, you know, be ready to sit here with me and talk to people on Skype. So if you're not on Skype, get on Skype. Add Archer Radio to your list. And we will record, questions, comments, conversations, whatever we want to talk about. We will record a minimum of a half an hour. So plan to call in and ask me some questions or just have some conversation. Or, you know, we can discuss topics. We can talk about the politics going on. We can talk about wine. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. We can even talk about sex. Not that I have a whole lot of advice on sex or even questions about sex, but if you are interested in it, then by all means, we can have you ask your questions. And, you know, totally changing the topic here, but going back to politics, I was watching the early morning news when I was getting ready for work, and I saw that Bush had gone over to Afghanistan for a short trip there before he went on to, I think he's going to India and Pakistan, maybe? Can't remember exactly, but they were showing on the news that he was walking in Afghanistan with Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan. And I'll tell you, I'm so sorry to say that I thought for just a brief second, what in the hell if somebody there, a sniper or something, shot the two of them? Do you know what that would do to our country? I mean, granted, I don't want Bush to be president, but I certainly wouldn't want him to be shot in Afghanistan. Because instantly, what was really going through my mind was, oh my God, Dick Cheney would be the president. And it's scary enough that Bush is the president, but having Bush in there too, I mean, Cheney in as president, that would just be, oh my God, so fucking scary. I couldn't even begin to think about what bad a shape this country would be in with Cheney as president. The thought is just too scary. So, of course, nothing happened to him today. And I don't even know where he is now. I should check out the latest news and see where the hell he is. It says Bush makes surprise visit to Afghanistan. He went to Kabul and rallied the U.S. troops. But then he was going on somewhere else, I thought. Didn't he go somewhere else? Oh, yes. Then he went to New Delhi, India, and met with high-level talks with India's nuclear program. Nuclear. I don't know how to say it. You know, everybody always gets pissed off with the way Bush says it. You can get pissed off the way I say it. I don't know what he thinks he's going to do, but those probably aren't the best countries for him to be in right now, or New Delhi, India, and I really do think he's going to Pakistan, but I don't remember. Anyway, so I was just a little scared this morning when I saw him walking through the streets of Kabul. I mean, Afghanistan with Hamid Karzai, and thinking, oh my God, he's going to be killed, and then we'll be stuck with Cheney for the next 3 years. Oh my God, that is so scary. Well, you know, moving on to other things. Today is, I'm recording this, as I've told you, on Wednesday. And today is Ash Wednesday. I'm not even Catholic. I'm not even religious. But I do know that today is Ash Wednesday. And Lent, like as in belly button Lent. No. Lent starts tomorrow. And, well, for you, that's today. God, I'm getting this time-shifting thing screwed up. But Lent starts, and you have to, if you're a religious person or Catholic or whatever, you give up something for Lent. Well, I'm not Catholic, nor have I ever been Catholic. I wouldn't give up anything, you know, screw it. But I was going to talk about Ash Wednesday because people came to work today with that little smudge of ash on their forehead, and I was thinking that, you know, you, I thought, I thought the priests were supposed to make a cross on your head with the ashes. Actually, I don't even know what the ashes stand for, to tell you the truth. But I was listening to The Daily Purge with J. Michael Hawes, and Rob Lindley was saying that sometimes they just smudge them on, or sometimes they make a cross. There's really no specific way to do it, but I always thought it was supposed to be a cross. And you know, and that reminds me, I need to ask the boyfriend if he's going to do Lent and what he's going to give up for Lent. I'm sure he'll tell me. I wonder if he got ashes on his head today. You know, I need to call him, just, you know, find out this stuff, because I just don't know. Anyway, today is Thursday, tomorrow is Friday. I do plan to have a little show if I can get my shit together, and because, you know, I get so fucking busy at the end of the week, I just don't have time, but I'm thinking that I will try to have a little show for Friday. It's probably, may even be shorter than what I usually do, but because I know these shows this week have only been like 20, 25 minutes, and that's fine. But I just wanted to like put out a little reminder on Friday to remind people to go to Skype at 9 o'clock on the Eastern Standard Time and, you know, call in for the call-in show. Not that I think it's going to even work or be successful or anything, or I don't even know who will call in, because no one's really said anything about that. But I think it would be cool just to see what we can get out of it. But anyway, so I was saying that I would try to have a reminder show on Friday. And, you know, I don't know about the rest of you, but on John Ong's show, he's been having these little short exercise things. And I'll tell you, yesterday's show, I think, was it about push-ups? And anyway, I while I was listening, because it was only like 3-minute show, I went ahead and did like 12 push-ups just to join the fun of John Ong's fat to fab. He's got it on his website. Let me go there real quick. John Ong, there we go. Yeah, he's got a picture of this really hot Asian guy with obviously well built, and he says from fat to fab. Yeah, that's what it is. And he was talking about the workout routine. That's what it was. Now, it was the day before that he was doing... I can't think of what it was. Anyway, but the funny part was I went ahead and did like 12 push-ups while I was listening to that show. So, anyway, I'm going to end this now, because this is about the time that I run out of things to say. Let me check my list. Talked about the feedback, the email, the Frapper map, Back on Podcast Soup, the call-in show, I missed the big race, and the weather came in like a lamb. I have covered everything. And by the way, this is show 175. Yes, we've made it to show 175. Congrats to us. Of course, they will continue to go, and we will go well beyond this. But anyway, this is show 175. So, okay, boys and girls, have a great Thursday. Hopefully you gave up something for Lent if you're Catholic. If not, you can ignore it like me. And until next time, boys and girls, bye. Listening to Archer Radio.